And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Great to be with you today. And, you know, today we're going to be looking at Secrets, a volume. Well, this one is a really big deal. Well, it's volume 209. Let's get that out of the way, first of all. Volume 209. So we've done 208 Secrets volumes over the years. Today I want to talk to you about the Grammy Awards. I think it's the first time I've ever mentioned the Grammy Awards here at Power of Prophecy. The Grammy Awards. Well, I didn't watch them. I've never watched the Grammy Awards in my whole life. I read about them. I read a lot about everything. And I got a lot of mail. Got a lot of mail from the people who listen to this program, and they were very upset. Although I don't think folks are so upset. They just observe now. You know, folks have my book, Codex Magica, my book, Mysterious Monuments, and they understand. Maybe they've read Kathy Burns' book on Masonic and other symbols and their meaning. And now they're not deceived. When they see these horrible displays of vulgarity, pornography, and Satanism right on our screens, our TV screens, people are not really upset about it. They just observe it. And they understand what a horrible situation our country is in. Now, I've gotten so many letters over the years that say, God is blessing America. God is blessing America because we blessed Israel. And I want to take those letters and wad them up and throw them in the trash can and write the people who send them to me and say, you know, how can you be so blind? I mean, since 1948, when the Khazar Jews, the Khazars, came from Poland and conquered the little nation of Palestine, changing its very name to Israel in the Middle East there, and America has supported them. I mean, we've given them $1 trillion. That's you know, $1,000 billion over the years. They've never paid us back a cent. We've given them, they've stolen the nuclear bomb plans from us. They have the nuclear bomb and the ability to blow up half the world. Little nation of 7 million people. But I want you to understand something. America has grown dull. America has, I mean, don't tell me that God has blessed America since 1948. Oh, I know. Now you have iPhones and you have big, nice, beautiful cars, automobiles. Now you have a wearable watch-like computers and devices of all kinds. And your kids have Xboxes and... I know you have 2 or 3 televisions and as many radios as you want per home. That makes you a little bit richer, doesn't it? Even the people on welfare in America are much better off than there are in some countries, although the rest of the world is catching up. But that does not make a happy, wonderful, sweet, progressive country. We've gone downhill since 1948. I long for the 1950s, when you didn't see smut and every other word being an F word on TV. Now, the Grammys were a good example of that, and I want to talk about the Grammys today. Madonna, Katy Perry, the gay marriages, Beyonce and her supposed husband, Jay-Z. At the Grammys, and of course this is for all the music, the best of the music in the year, and they give all kinds of awards, I understand. Madonna, who's now, what, 65, almost 70 years of age, she came in a witch's costume with a black dress and the black witch's hat with a pointed top. And her son, Paul, her little son, she gave him also a witch's costume. They came as witches. Now, this has gone way past shock value, folks. And the thing is, she really is a witch. She really is a satanic witch. Now, she wore two costumes during the Grammys performance. She wore the black witches, then she switched into the white witch. And as you know, in witchcraft, there's the black witchcraft and the white witchcraft. The white witches say, we do our magic for good. The blacks say, no, we put hexes on people. It's meant to be evil. Well, come on, folks. The devil is the devil. There's no such thing as good witchcraft or white witchcraft. They're just sick, satanic witchcraft. And naturally, she's brought her son in. She's even published, or supposedly authored, I doubt if she's ever written a word in her life, a children's book. So Madonna came as a witch, which she is. And then they paraded this woman, Katy Perry. I guess, you know, they didn't have enough with Miley Cyrus and her pornography, but they had to have this tall brunette, Katy Perry. Now, Katy Perry brags about the fact that she was raised in a minister's family. Her father is a preacher. But her overt sexuality is what really matters to the audience. She's the one that became famous, I believe, for singing the song, I Kissed a Girl, if I'm not mistaken. This time she went far beyond just kissing another girl. She gave all of America a witchcraft ritual. In her musical performance, she brought out all of the panoply, folks, this was a witchcraft ritual. They had a dark horse brought in and people going around with satanic costumes with big horns and fire and, oh. And there she was in her, I don't know, her black witchcraft costume. Oozing sexuality, I suppose. Now, folks, this doesn't turn people on. This makes people aware that she is a satanic witch also. She's been quoted as saying, I've sold my soul to the devil. I sold my soul to the devil. That's what they're all doing. And, of course, Beyonce came out as a third-class whore. Let me be blunt about it. I mean, she doesn't just give you the occult and all the Illuminati signs and symbols. And her supposed husband is right there with her, Jay-Z. And he's doing his hands this way and his crotch this way. But Beyonce came out. And, you know, I saw the pictures on the internet. And I wanted to cry. Personally, I wanted to cry. Some people, no doubt. And the majority of America says she's a beautiful woman. She's gorgeous beyond measure. And she comes at her in a little skimpy outfit. And you can see everything she's got. Believe me, there's nothing that's hidden. And she does this devilish Illuminati number. And men are supposed to be turned on by her. I only saw maybe three or four pictures. In one of them, she was giving the devil sign with her hand. And these pictures were too horribly obscene to put in the newspapers, but that's where they were, on online newspapers. But they weren't through at the Grammys. They weren't through pushing their satanic occultism on America's head. They had some group come up and sing a hideous song about how proud they were of gay marriage. And to top it all off, they actually had, I suppose, simulated artificial marriages. Maybe they were real marriages. I don't know. 33 couples exactly got married. Now, this show was to give awards to people for the best music of the year in every category, whether it was rock or, you know, country, blues. What in heaven's name were they doing having gay marriages? 33 exactly. Now, you know what 33 is? It's the highest ritual number of Freemasonry. In the 33rd degree ritual, the person knows. They know. They find out. They discover. They actually have already learned in the 30 and 31st and 32nd degree. They know they're worshiping Satan in high-level Freemasonry. You'd have to be a supreme idiot not to know who you're worshiping. I have a tape out of the 33 rituals of Freemasonry. I go over each one of them. I tell you the color, the symbols, what they do. Now, the 33rd degree is the one when they reach harmonic convergence, you may call it. Harmony. It's... Their logo or their symbol for the 33rd degree of Freemasonry is the double-headed eagle. One body, two heads, each look in different directions. Double-mindedness. Freemasonry teaches double-mindedness. Every Mason who's a Christian will tell you, oh yes, we worship God. And you'll walk away saying they worship God. But who is the G, the symbol G in Freemasonry? It's the devil. It's the word gnosis or the word geometry. And the devil is double-minded, for he says, I will retain my position in hell and I will conquer heaven. So all the material and spiritual planes will belong to me. But what did Jesus, of course, answer the devil when he offered him all the kingdoms of this world? It's recorded in the New Testament. He said, do not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He didn't want the devil's worlds. He didn't want earth. He didn't want the kingdoms of this planet. 33 gay marriages. Double-mindedness. The devil talks out of both sides of the same mouth. What does the Bible say about double-mindedness? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And this weekend, this very weekend, we're going to have the Super Bowl. I went online to find out who was going to be the performers there, and they said something about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, I have no idea who that is. We'll find out, won't we? Every year at the Super Bowl, it's an abomination. And of course, the head of the Super Bowl, the committee, the big cheeses, the billionaires who own these teams, who pay no taxes at all on their fabulous investments. That's right. They have games, and to get a ticket, you have to have $1,500, I think, or something now. $1,500 for a ticket. That'll put you way up in the nosebleed section of the stadium. Every one of these awards now, and they make fun of God. They mock Jesus Christ. It's disgusting. America has not gotten better since 1948, even though we're the primary ones in the whole world to support Israel. Israel could not exist without the United States. We have given them everything. We have made them a rich country. So they prance about in their little bikinis and their swimsuits down on the beaches of the Mediterranean in Israel. And they hog all the oil and gas coming from Iraq. across pipelines in the big ships there at the port in Israel. They live like kings. They drive their Mercedes down freeways in Israel. Don't think that's the old. You're looking at pictures of the old city. I'm talking about Tel Aviv. I'm talking about Eilat. I'm talking about all the rich places. Billionaires, millionaires live. And all of them have maids. And all of them have a form of Obamacare, except it's a lot better than America's. It's socialism. Every young woman who wants an abortion, of course, is paid for by the Israeli government. By you, folks. You're the ones paying for Israel. They could not exist as a nation without the financial aid of the United States. And all of these people come and they tell me, well, America is being blessed because we bless Israel. Are you kidding me? This is giving us Obama as president, giving us Bill Clinton, giving us the warmonger, the monster George W. Bush, the idiot as president. And you're telling me that we're being blessed with these crumbs that don't even deserve to be dog catcher or mayor of a 500 population town. And God's blessing us with a Congress that we have with John Boehner and all the rest of the clowns and bozos. Come on, folks, wake up. We're not being blessed. God is giving America what it deserves. We're being invaded by foreigners. Our borders are open sieves to these illegal aliens. There's millions of them in America. Now they want to give them amnesty. America is being bombarded. Our senses are being taken over. And now they're watching everybody with the National Security Agency and all of these Patriot Acts and the NDAA. They have the right to come in and murder you anytime they want to, and they don't answer to anybody, and they don't need any evidence. And the President of the United States has the authority, not the right, but the authority to kill you and not even tell anybody. They can pick you up tonight at 1 a.m. in the morning, come into your house, shoot your wife, shoot your dog, shoot your kids, take you away, interrogate you, torture you. And they don't even have to tell anybody they've done it. They just bring a SWAT team in and take it. And so America's being blessed because we help Israel? No. My goodness, folks, we're not being blessed. Don't tell me we're being blessed. Oh, I get it. Now you got 200 channels. Now you're driving a big car. Keeps out all the road noise. Oh, you're doing so. You've got satellite radio. Okay, so you're blessed. That's a blessing. Well, we move over from that area to the area of immigration. Regardless of what the American people want, and some 80% do not want an Immigration Reform Act passed, the Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have already passed a bill. And now we have House Speaker John Boehner, the barkeep son, and we have Eric Cantor, the rich Jew who's the House Majority Leader, and all of their pals, and of course Nancy Pelosi over the Democrats. And they've been working with Barack Obama there in the White House, trying to figure out how to bypass you and I as citizens. They know that even the Democrat citizens don't want this Reform Act. And certainly no Republican really wants it. But these people are really not Republican. They just have that name. Well, give it to them. Okay. Somebody told me they're not Republicans, they're rhinos. That's Republican in name only. Well, which ones are not rhinos? I mean, you give up calling them rhinos. They're all the money party. They're the money party. Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter what you want, they're gonna give us what the big boys want. What did the Chamber of Commerce of the United States tell Boehner? We want this act. We want cheap labor. 30 million Americans out of work, but they want to go and bring in more illegal aliens. 30 million Americans out of work. They don't care about you, folks. I got a letter from a lady the other day. It was pitiful. She said, I've lost my job and I can't get another job. And I run out of unemployment and compensation. I don't have anything. I have to pay $800 for a room in someone's house to live in. I don't have money for gas. I would work anywhere as a janitor. I would work at McDonald's doing dishes. I'd work at anything. Please help me. We get letters like that into the ministry. People are desperate. At the same time, if you're black or you're an illegal alien, you get everything from the government. All this, you get the designated housing. It's called Section 8. They pay for your transportation. They buy you a car, pay for your gas. They'll give you food stamps. They put you on Medicaid. They'll train you. They'll send you to school. They'll do anything. If you're the right color or you speak a different language. But if you're born in America and you're white, forget it. You're one of the damned. They just want you to die. America is blessed. Come on, folks. Come on. America's going downhill. America is poorer than we've been in 20 or 30 years. But the middle class has things now. It has stuff, doesn't it? And all of the pastors tell you how to get more stuff. The pastors tell you, take it back from the devil. Take the stuff back. Don't let the devil have your stuff. Well, Wanda and I guess we're getting the age now where we're getting a little tired of stuff. We don't want stuff. You know, we just want a nice little house. Just give us our health. If God will be good enough to keep us healthy and wise for the rest of our lives, that'll do us. We're going to keep this ministry going as long as we can. Why? Because it's needed. There's no other ministry like this. Is there some other radio program you can get on and hear these things? Talking about the Grammys and the 33 gay marriages and the Republicans that are trying to foister the evils of immigration amnesty down our throats. Well, Pat Buchanan, he does some good. I'll give him some credit. He's a patriot at least. I know he's a Knights of Malta, he's a Catholic and all those things, but he does some good. He basically says that if America approves this immigration, if the House of Representatives, controlled by the Republicans, the Speaker John Boehner, if they do give us this immigration reform. And folks, they keep telling us immigration is broken. Which is a filthy lie. It's not broken. They don't enforce it. They let them come across the border and then they let them go. And anybody they do pick up, they keep them for a couple days and let them go. Then you never hear from them again. They don't put them in buses and return them anymore, folks. That was the old days when they had deportations. Now under Obama, they let them go. He says if you formally approve this, then basically there is no more Republican Party. I mean, they're trying to out-Democrat the Democrats right now. I've heard these stupid Republicans, the rhinos, say, if we don't get immigration reform passed, we're finished as a political party. But Pat Buchanan and Ann Coulter, another Republican writer, say, if you do get it passed, then you're finished. In fact, that's what Ann Coulter says in her most recent column. She says, basically, the Republicans are committing suicide. I mean, I want you to understand, the last two elections have been won, presidential elections, have been won by the Democrats. The last two elections have been won by Barack Obama. And everybody was talking about the horrors of Obamacare and the terrible job that Obama's done, and that's, and he wins the election again. Now imagine if millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens are given the pass. If they give them amnesty and allow them to stay here. Even give many of them citizenship. I have no doubts that's why Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and Obama are now fighting against ID cards at election time. They want Juan Gomez and Jose Gonzalez and so forth to go in and vote multiple times and not have to show that they're a citizen of the United States. So in a state like Texas or South Carolina, pass a law that says all you have to do is show your ID card or a driver's license or give evidence of, you know, having lived here for a while. Do something to show that you're an American citizen. Only Americans should be voting. The first person to take that state to court is the U.S. Justice Department. This is insane. This is insane. You gotta have an ID. Well, it's just too tough. It's too tough on the Mexicans. It's too tough on the blacks to make them actually show ID. How do you know they're Americans? Well, you don't. That's why they go from poll to poll voting over and over. You say that doesn't happen. It does happen. And many of them vote in the absentee votes. Then they go vote in person again and again and again. That's why the Democrats are winning so often. Listen to me, folks. If you do this, and the government says there's 11 to 12 million illegal aliens, which is a baloney, there's probably 30 or 40 million. If you give 30 or 40 million illegal aliens free reign in the United States, and then you don't even require an ID to vote, the Democrats will win every election in America from now on. The Republicans are finished. Even we won't even have the rhinos. They're going to be gone. They'll probably still call themselves Republicans and Democrats. But America will be changed forever and ever. Ann Coulter knows it. That's why she says the Republicans are trying to commit suicide. And Pat Buchanan says it'll be the end of America. And it will be. When we come back, we're going to talk about the limits of U.S. military power. We're going to look at Pope John Paul II. His blood was stolen from a church in Italy. Say what? His blood? How did his blood get to a church in Italy? His blood? How about the Israeli who admitted shooting? He admitted shooting Palestinian children on a TV game show recently. Then, of course, I don't know if I've covered this or not, but it deserves it again. In Portland, the public schools there say that you can't serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to your kids. That's racism. Are your children eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Then you are a racist. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to A Volume of Secrets on Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. It's my newest book, 260 pages. And man, is it ever stirring up a controversy. The problem is that I simply report the scientific truth, what the geneticists have found, what they have discovered about the bloodline of the Jews. And guess what? They have discovered that the Jews are not Jews. Now, you can get out the phone book and look and see. So many people are named Goldberg and Silverman and, you know, all these Jewish names. But you find out that their bloodline cannot be traced very far back. Maybe back to the 8th century. When their ancestors were over in Russia. They were in a country called Khazaria, which was conquered by the Russians. And they were Turks. Yes, they were Turks. They had Turkish blood. And that's what they have today. They don't have any Israelite blood in their veins. Isn't that something? They think they're Israelites, but they turn out to basically be Russian Khazars. Now, they fled Khazaria when it lost its independence as a nation. And these Khazars that had never been to Israel in their lives didn't know anything except they had converted to Judaism when their king Bulan in the 8th century invited the Jewish rabbis from Babylon next door to come over and teach the people of Khazaria about Judaism. At that time, they were pagans. They worshiped their cattle. They worshiped the sun, the moon, the stars, the nature gods and goddesses and so forth. They even worshiped the six-pointed star, the sex god. That's right, they worshiped the sex god as the six-pointed star. They were Khazarians who converted to Judaism, as did their king who had some 600 wives. Well, wasn't he a goer? But when their nation was conquered by the Russian czars, many of these so-called Jews who were Khazars fled over to Poland, Lithuania, Hungary, but mostly Poland. And they began to develop their communities, and over the years they taught themselves that they were Jewish. And they studied what was called the Talmud, the holy book of the Jews. And eventually they didn't realize they were Khazarians. They thought they were in Poland or wherever living as Jews. Now, this is not strange, folks, because without the trappings of civilization that we have now, the books and so forth, the internet and all that, you can forget who you were in a couple of, you know, generations. You know, a Jewish woman marries a Gentile man from, let's say, France, and she's from Poland. And then the next generation, you know, they have five kids, and all of them marry, let's say, British and Irish and Scottish. Then the next generation marries Canadians and Americans and Australians, and pretty soon you got people from all over, all kinds of blood. But if you can keep your religion together, that's good. That's what the Khazars did. And they assumed and they taught each other that they were true Jews. They even changed their names. Many of them, though, to Polish names. And when they went to Israel in 1948, claiming to be Jews, they changed their name again. David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel, was really not David Ben-Gurion. He had a Polish name. Shimon Peres, who became foreign minister, he's from Poland also. He changed his name. The Netanyahu family changed their name. They all wanted to have Jewish names, but they were not Jews. They were Khazars. Many forgot it, but some, the high-level Jews, they knew it. They knew they were Khazars. But they lied to the world and said, we are true Israelites. Our blood can be traced all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they lied. Why did they lie? Well, they wanted to gain Israel, Palestine. and they begin to torment and to kill and commit ethnic genocide against the Palestinians who had lived there for hundreds of years. And the Khazar said, God gave us this land. But their ancestors had never set one toe, one big toe in Israel before. They were new to the land. They were fakers. They were hoaxers. They weren't even Israelites. And the Americans believed them. The whole world did. But now the whole world has found out. Why? Because of DNA. DNA science has changed everything, hasn't it? How many thousands of people now sit on death row or have gone to their deaths in prisons after DNA convicted them? At the same time, how many people have been found innocent? Witnesses said, that's the man. He's the one that did it. But DNA showed otherwise. They were exonerated. DNA is scientific evidence. It's one out of a billion, billion, billion times evidence. And now the greatest scientists in the world have discovered that the people who call themselves Jews are not Jews at all. They're Russian Khazars. They have no claim to the land, no title to the land. What are we going to do? Well, the Palestinians deserve to have their land back. And the incredible thing is, I show in my book that many of the scientists doing these studies say that the Palestinians have more Jewish blood, or more Israelite blood to be exact, flowing through their veins than do the people who call themselves Jews. Put a Palestinian beside a Jewish guy, a Khazar, check their DNA, and the Palestinian has more Israelite blood than does the Jew. Now, anyone can say they're a Jew, folks. A Japanese man, a Chinese man, an Alaskan, Native American Indian, he can say, I'm a Jew. You can't argue about it, can you? Well, you can if it's DNA. The DNA proves that almost all the 7 million people in Israel who say we are Jews are not. This is an astonishing thing only found out in our generation. This has never happened before. Now, I assure you that if you go to Japan, and out of the 100 million Japanese, you give them a DNA, you'll find out that almost all of them have Japanese heritage. They're all Japanese. Maybe you might find a little bit of 1% that don't for some strange reason in the past. But basically, you're going to find out they're Japanese. If you go to China, you'll find that most of the people, DNA proves they're Chinese. If you go to Turkey, you're going to find out most people are from Turkey. They have Turkish blood. But if you go to Israel, you'll find out that most of them do not have Israeli blood. Isn't that astonishing to you? That the Jews are not Jews, they're something else? It astonishes me until I read the Bible. Revelation 2, verse 9. Revelation 3, verse 9. God repeats it. He wants you to know it. Them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They say they're Jews in the last days. This is what God said. There's a people who say they're Jews, and they're not. They're liars. He says they're blasphemers. They're blasphemers because of what they say about our Lord Jesus. They say horrible things in their Talmud about Jesus. And they say, we're the holy people. We can trace our heritage all the way back to Abraham. But they do lie, and they are the synagogue of Satan. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about it until I began to research DNA. Now, who said this? Are the anti-Semite scientists? No, they're Jewish scientists. People that say we're Jews. Actually, the chief scientist says I'm a Khazar. Dr. Oppenheimer, well, she's at the university, Yeshiva University in Tel Aviv, Israel. Dr. Dan Grau, he's now at the University of Houston. He was also in an Israeli university for 22 years. And then, of course, there's Dr. Aaron Elhaik of Johns Hopkins Medical University. He spent 7 years in the Israeli Defense Forces. He fought in their military. He was born in Israel. But he says DNA has now proven I am not a Israelite. I'm a Khazar. Even if I wanted to be Israelite, I can't change my blood. I'm just what I am. We've got to do something about this. We've got to fix this problem. You can't have people lie and say, I am of this blood or that blood, and then they turn out not to be, but you give them all kind of things. Now, I've heard about this happening in America. People going and reporting themselves saying, I'm a Native American Indian. And they want all this land. They want the Indian reservation when they find out that the land under the Indian reservation has oil and gas. Or they can build a big casino on that Indian reservation land. So they go and they say, I'm an Indian. Yeah, I can trace my heritage back. But you do a family study and they turn out not to be Indian at all. They turn out to be some other race. Now we have DNA. We can even find out these fakers. But amazingly, you have 7 million people who say we are Jews, and they are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. You better find out what God means when he says they're the synagogue of Satan. God knew about this before DNA. DNA was invented in 1968, but God told us they're not Jews. God knows a lot more than the DNA scientist, doesn't he? But you wouldn't believe it if God told you. God did tell you, Revelation 2 and 3. He told us. Now, fellow Christian, you've just got to admit what God said was true. DNA science has confirmed what God said. Should be the other way around. God should have his say, and that should be it, period. But naturally, DNA science will follow. Science will always follow God. If it's true science, God told us about it. He said it. It's true. Later on, the scientists will all conform and say, yeah, I was wrong. They're conforming now. They're all leaving the field of evolution. They're all saying, yeah, evolution's not true. We believe in something else. We believe in creation. Even the atheists are saying we believe in creation. We don't know how it happened. We don't believe in God, but we do know that evolution is silly. I could have told them that, couldn't you? Because God is true. God, you know, he tells us. Well, okay. Now, this book is just $20. Add $5 shipping and handling. $25. I've given you, it's not really an advertisement. I'm just telling you the truth about this book and what it does. It's the first and only book in the whole world telling the truth about DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. I'm proud of the book because it's a godsend. You'll find out what God says about this race, and what are you and I to do about it? $25, that includes shipping and handling. Send $25 to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or just phone us on our toll-free number, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Say, text, or whoever answers the phone here, please send me that book. We'll get it right out to you. We will get it right out to you. It's so important. Buy a copy for your pastor. In fact, buy one for every pastor in your city or your town. This isn't Tex Moore's ideas. I'm telling you what the Jewish scientists now have discovered. Buy copies for your pastors. Buy copies for the people of your church. They'll probably faint after they've read it. But, you know, you've got to do that, folks. You just got to. Now, go to our website. You can order it there, powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. So three or four ways to order there, powerofprophecy.com or texmars.com. And when you get there, read all the other fine things, and including this month's newsletter that's up now. It says the Fed is a Israeli institution. It's an Israel institution. The Fed Reserve Bank is Israel, owned by Israel. What? Well, Eustace Mullen said that in his book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and I'm confirming it now. The Fed Reserve Board, the Fed Reserve Bank, is a Israel institution. Its chairperson, Janet Yellen, is Jewish. Its vice chairman, Stanley Fisher, is Jewish. It's a Jewish institution. Our money system is run by the Jews. And there you have it in our newsletter. Now let's return to our regular program. I'm Tex Mars. And we have a few more minutes of secrets to talk about. This is interesting. This is from The Guardian over in England. The Guardian newspaper. It says, Pope John Paul II's blood is stolen from church in Italy. The custodian of the church describes the nighttime theft. It was in San Pietro Church up in the Abruzzo Mountains. It's like a kidnapping, he said. Now, John Paul II had given this small church in the Abruzzo Mountains, Italian church, San Pietro, St. Peter's, a vial of his blood. Doesn't that strike you as sort of odd? I mean, I've never donated a vial of my blood to anybody. Can you imagine? Now, he died in 2005. He loved the mountains in the Abruzzo region of Italy. He often went up there to hike or to ski there. Now, this will become a relic because this May, the Polish-born John Paul will be named a saint by the Catholic Church, Saint John Paul. And his blood will supposedly have miraculous powers. And they did have a whole vial of it, but it was stolen. Now, it was kept in a golden glass circular case in a small niche in the small mountain church of San Pietro near the tiny town of L'Aquila. In a sense, a person has been stolen, said the custodian of the church, Franca Corrieri. But no one has asked for a ransom. They're happy just to get the blood. I suppose they think that they'll have miraculous power with the blood. Wow. And come to find out, this is not the only blood of St. John Paul, the Pope. After an assassination attempt that nearly killed him in St. Peter's Square back in 13 May 1981, they took various vials of his blood and saved him. Now, folks, I'm going to do a radio program on this in a few more months because I've been researching this for many years. And I found out that not only the Roman Catholic Church, but their organizations, secret societies that really groove on this stuff. Did you know that a clip, a little locket of George Washington's hair is kept in a Masonic hall? Yeah, the Masons have a little lock of George Washington's hair. And evidently they believe it's got magical qualities. The bones of the saints. Did you know in every Catholic church in the world, they've got a relic of a saint? I discovered that. I discovered that they have in the cornerstone of the church, before they build a church, they put a relic of the saint. It can be a bone, a little piece of hair, a little piece of flesh. It can be a finger, a toe, a fingernail. Amazing, isn't it? A relic of the saint. And they believe it has magical, supernatural powers. The Masons believe this garbage. The Catholics believe it. Now, I've been to St. Peter's Cathedral in the Vatican a number of times myself. I was stationed up in northern Italy near this little town of L'Aquila up in the Abruzzo Mountains in the Air Force. In fact, I think I spent, about 2 years there in Aviano Air Base, Italy. And when I visited, I was stunned by all of the bones. Everywhere I went in the St. Peter's Cathedral, you saw bones. But now the former popes, all of their grave sites are in the St. Peter's Cathedral, but they're covered. You won't see their bones. But in other cases, they have some of the saints, they have glass cases. And just their bones are shown. Their skulls and so forth. But they say that the Pope's bodies have never seen corruption. They claim that the bodies are just like they were when the day they died. They've never seen corruption. Now they won't open up the caskets for the world to see. But you and I both know that everyone sees corruption. Everybody will see corruption. The Bible says dust to dust. If you want to live forever, friends, make sure that your soul goes on to be with the Lord Jesus. That's the only way. That's the only way to eternity. Hey, over in Israel, they had a TV game show, and Elena Zakusilo, a Lithuanian Jewish woman who lives now in Italy, revealed on the November 4th episode of the program called Lie Detector that she was a murderer, basically. She says, yes, I was in the Israeli Defense Force, in the Israeli Army, and I killed Palestinians. I also shot at Palestinian children. But she says she was unsure how many she managed to kill. Now, Zakusilo, who goes by the name Elena Gluzman, remember I told you they changed their names, in Israel, also explained that she had trained army dogs to raid Palestinian villages. She had also conducted video surveillance from up to 10 kilometers away. Now imagine, she was unsure how many Palestinian children she had shot dead. And not only the Palestinian children, she had shot many Palestinian men and women. And as far as the dog training goes, she said, we placed headphones and cameras on them. We directed them to attack Palestinians. She explained that she was a senior trainer and had trained a total of 150 dogs. For her work, she was promoted to the rank of major. She said, I'm willing to go in the army again and continue killing the enemies of Israel. Does that surprise you, dear friends, that an Israeli woman, a former soldier, admits to shooting little children? That's what they do, folks. They're murderers. Those poor Palestinian people. They live in open-air concentration camps, and any time the Israelis want to go in and kill, they do it. They surround all of those villages. They're watched. They're monitored. The only weapons they've got are rocks. Oh, a couple of bottle rockets don't do any good. Other than that, they throw rocks at what? At tanks, at helicopter gunships. It's really sick, isn't it? It really is. Well, in Portland, school officials have asked the children at one middle school, or the parents of the children, to not include peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in their lunches anymore because it's racist. They say there are other children other than American, and they bring lunches, but their custom is not to eat peanut butter and jelly. And would the American children please stop bringing the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Because it shows they're a preferred race. Now, folks, when I was a young boy, sometime in our house, the only thing we had was peanut butter and jelly. Well, we often had beans and rice. But I'm not kidding you, folks. We went for weeks eating peanut butter and jelly, sometimes rice and beans. We didn't have any milk. We drank water. We didn't have any Cokes. We didn't have anything. Didn't have any Kool-Aid or punch or whatever they drink. But peanut butter and jelly was wonderful to us. It was, you know, it was the staple. We'd go in and fix ourselves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Why? We didn't have anything else to eat. When we didn't have pork and beans and rice, that was it. Now they say it's racist. Goodness gracious. They're really sickos, aren't they? Meanwhile, a school in New York, listen to this, that was set up for the gifted. You know, you have to prove that your child is gifted. I guess their IQ has to be a certain level, or they have to play musical instruments, or in some way prove that the child is gifted. The whole school was gifted. Now, I don't know if I approve that or not. You know, I don't know if I go along with that or not. But, you know, that's the way it was. You couldn't get your school, your kid in the school unless you proved that they were gifted. But now the city has just changed the whole program. They've closed down the school because they say they want diversity now. And this was helping out the white kids. The white kids turned out to be more gifted than the others, the blacks and the Puerto Ricans and so forth, and they didn't want it anymore. They didn't want the school anymore. So schools for the gifted or classes for the gifted, they say they don't want that in New York City anymore. They want diverse schools. So if your kid is gifted, they better go prove their gift somewhere else. They're not going to be able to prove it in New York schools. My goodness gracious. Hey, somebody told me on Sid Roth's, he's a supposedly a Messianic Jewish Christian. He has a TV program on Christian networks called It's Supernatural. He recently had a guest on, a former attorney named Sandra Teplinsky. Now, Sandra Teplinsky evidently is a Jewish person, just like Sid Roth. No problem with that. Doesn't matter to me what race they are. Except she tells Christians that their eternal salvation hinges on whether or not they support Israel. If you don't support Israel, you're not saved. You're not going to heaven. Wow. The Bible says if you have faith in Jesus Christ. But now these Messianic Christians are putting a new requirement. You got to support Israel. Wonder what Jesus has to say about that. Now, folks, let me just correct it here. Your eternal salvation does not hinge on Israel at all, whether you support it or don't support it. Your eternal salvation hinges on one thing. Have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? Have you allowed him to come in and take your life? Do you have Jesus in your heart? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? That he died on the cross and was resurrected and lives forevermore, and you can live with him when you die. In fact, you won't die. Your body will go on, but you'll continue to live forever, eternally with Jesus. All you need is faith. That's it, folks. Nothing else. Just faith in Jesus Christ. That's what Abraham had. He had faith. Faith. And this woman, this Miss Teplinsky, an ordained minister, says you must support Israel. Oh, my goodness. That's sad. That's a heresy. You need faith. If you got faith, praise God. You've got everything required for heaven. Folks, this has been Tex Mars with a volume of secrets right here on Power of Prophecy. It's great with you, and I pray that you will tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.